From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. Mara Rosner reports for Columbia Green Media that the town of Coxsackie has a proposal for regulating cannabis sales, a zoning amendment. Town Council person Michael R. Veder said on June 21st, and I quote, "The sale of cannabis needs to be regulated to certain areas of our community, specifically commercial and industrial areas," end quote. The proposal also includes requiring a site plan review and a special use permit for any cannabis business in the community. New York legalized recreational use of cannabis last year, and next year is expected to allow retail sales. Coxsackie holds a public hearing on the proposal on June 12th, and you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Maury Thompson reports for the Post-Star about the election this fall between Democrat Andrea Smythe and Republican Jake Ashby for the 43rd State Senate District that will soon include Rensselaer County and portions of Washington and Albany counties. Ashby is a two-term assembly incumbent, and the paper says Smythe is, and I quote, "a policy analyst and advocate for state government issues for about 30 years," end quote. Smythe has a very specific proposal to rein in health care in New York, as insurance companies barely give hospitals and health care providers enough to maintain adequate staff. Ashby said Smythe's proposal merits consideration and agreed health care costs are a large issue in the state. He said, and I quote, "I think we need to do a better job of recruiting providers and recruiting them to stay in New York," end quote. Both candidates live in Rensselaer County, and Ashby was a U.S. Army Reserve captain who served two combat tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, then was a Rensselaer County legislator before serving in the state assembly. Smythe will retire from her current job as chief executive officer for the New York State Coalition for Children's Behavioral Health on July 1st. She narrowly lost the Rensselaer County executive election to Republican Steve McLaughlin in 2017. Read more about this story in the Post-Star. Chris Bragg reports for the Times Union that on May 31st, the Brunswick Community Center, a taxpayer-supported venue, held an event for Representative Elise Stefanik where certain taxpayers were not allowed to enter. Even though the public owns the venue, and I quote, "people suspected of being political opponents," end quote, to Stefanik were not allowed to enter. Republican Phil Harrington, the town supervisor, set up the event for the Republican congressperson. 2 years ago, then Congressman Antonio Delgado, a Democrat, was not allowed to use the same community center by a different Brunswick Republican elected official, Town Clerk Bill Lewis. At the town's June 9th meeting, Kathy Betzinger, the former chair of the Brunswick Democratic Party, said, and I quote, "You're all the same party, you're all using it politically, and I just have a problem with that. This is our community center, so we either have one set of rules or it's over," end quote. Harrington acknowledged that the town bylaws likely prohibited use of the center for political events, even though that is just what he did. Harrington said, and I quote, "I didn't check with the town attorney because I know what the answer would have been quickly," end quote. Rensselaer County GOP operative Richard W. Christ, at one point during the event, ordered the doors to the venue locked to keep out those deemed political opponents. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.